In the book of equanimity, Shoyoroku, in case 5, it says a monk asked Seigen Zen teacher, what is the great meaning of Buddha Dhamma? Simply speaking, Buddha Dhamma is the truth. As the principle of existence and also personalized, the truth manifested in one's personality, one's character. So if you say Buddha Dhamma, the two meaning of the truth itself, truth as a principle of existence. The other one is the truth manifested in one's personality character. So that is called Buddha Dhamma. So, broadly speaking, Buddha Dhamma is the truth. So, monk asked, what is the great meaning of Buddha Dhamma or truth? The teacher said, what is the price of rice in Ruling? Ruling is the name of the place in China. So what is the price of rice? Whatever you say, what is the price of pizza in Minneapolis? You can say so. this is an answer to that question. So it's very funny, the answer and questions. Answer seems not to hit the real blue eyes of the question the monk did, but actually it is really hitting the blue eyes, but monk didn't understand anyway. Not only the monk, we all of us don't understand it. So in the introduction, in the introduction of this case, it says, Siddhartha cut off his flesh to give to his parents, yet is not listened in the legends of filial children. Devadatta pushed over a mountain to crush the Buddha. But did he fear the sound of sudden thunder? Having passed through the forest of thorns and cut down the sandalwood tree, just wait till the year ends. As of old, early spring is still cold. Where is the Buddha's body of reality? So from this point, I think this case indicates the meaning of the Buddha's body of reality, meaning of real truth. What is real truth? So Siddhartha cut off his flesh to give to his parents, yet is not listened in the legends of filial children. Siddhartha, according to the story, anyway, escaped from his country with the parents, with his parents, but on the way, they didn't have any food, suffered from hunger. Then it is said that the Siddhartha cut his part of thigh, you know, and then he gave them flesh to, some flesh of his thigh to parents who are hungry. And then finally, it is said that the day reached the destination they had wanted to go. So that is that story was a symbol of filial. What is a filial children was, but here says yet is not listed in the legend of filial children. It seems that Siddhartha demonstrated the very filial children to his parents, but that few feel the attitude toward parents is not yet listed in the legend of filial children, because in other words, it is not listed in the, or to say, Buddhist, in the Dhamma world, because it is still the good and the bad, right, wrong, in the moral sense. So, real good, real feel is what? This is a question. So that's why introduction gave shows certain questions. So what is real good? What is the good? What is the bad? Next, Devadatta pushed over mountain to crush the Buddha, but did he fear the sound of sudden thunder? I think in the Buddhist history, Devadatta was one of the Buddha's cousins, but he was really jealous of Shakyamuni Buddha, who commanded the respect, great respect from people in India at those days. So he tried to killed Buddha. He asked several of the bodyguard who were very strong. So he ordered several bodyguard to be on the top of the hill where the Buddha's cave was placed. Then from the top of the hill, anyway, Devadatta asked several gods to roll down the rock, to let the rock roll down from the top to crush the Buddha. When he went out of his cave. But at that time, anyway, he couldn't crush Buddha. The rocks and rolled down over the Buddha and crushed the rock, the other mountains, the other mountain side, and was broken in pieces, almost 70 pieces. And then some pieces of the rock hit the Buddha's feet. And it is said the blood came out from his feet. But fortunately, he was saved from that dangerous situation. In the Buddhism, this evil dead is one of the worthiest crime in Buddhism. If you kill the Buddha or Bodhisattvas, or if hurt Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So definitely if you hurt Buddhas or Bodhisattvas or kill, at that time the thunder, sudden thunder, they come out and scared that person. Okay. So he says, did he hear the sound of sudden thunder? Probably he heard. But anyway, this is an example of evil action. But still, this is the idea of the bad or evil action in moral sense. So still, there is a question, what is real evil? What is real good? Still, this is a question for us. In our life, we have to consider again and again. So, that's why he says like this, okay? And having passed through the forest of thorns, and cut down the sandalwood tree, having passed through the forest of thorns means you have to pass through the world of the evil circumstances. Like Devarata tried to hurt or crush Buddha Shakyamuni, evil or bad or unfavorable circumstances in your life, a lot for the evil acts, the unwholesome acts, or uncomfortable actions or situations, circumstances.